longing, but I feel sure I wasn't made for sorrow. My time is coming for happiness, if not today, tomorrow. Waiting so long, I've learned how to cope, learned I must never give up hope. Happiness waits for me somewhere out there in the world, and I dream of it with every breath I take. There's a yes meant for me, and I know someday we'll meet. One appointment that's impossible to break. When and where, I'm not sure, but my heart will get me there. So much joy to be had, and it's time I got my share. Happiness could arrive almost any second now. Who knows when, who knows where, who knows how. Happiness waits for me somewhere out there in the world, and I dream of it with every breath I take. There's a yes meant for me, and I know someday we'll meet. One appointment that's impossible to break. When and where, I'm not sure, but my heart will get me there. So much joy to be had, and it's time I got my share. Happiness could arrive almost any second now. Who knows when, who knows when, who knows how.
Yeah, what? Let's be fucking raucous. Let's create a scene. Let me be a wild thing and I can make you scream. Because trust me, I'm the devil and it's a lot of fun to let loose and lose control and care about no one. So let's not overthink this and let's just have the night. Because I know what you're thinking and I think you might be right. And let's not overthink this and let's just have the night. Because I know what you're thinking and I think you might be right. And let's start a riot and let's create a fuss. Set this fire going, come on, it's such a rush. Because I'm a loose cannon, a real wrecking ball. And if you'd only let me, I could show you a whole new world. But let's not overthink this and let's just have the night.
If the Constitution can be used against one, it can be used against all.
Death in cell number 5. A Sierra Leonean refugee named Uri Jalloh burned to death in cell number 5 in the city of Dessau, Germany. The date, January 7, 2005. Police at the station have called it suicide. His friends and fellows have raised some damning questions. How do you tie your hands and feet and burn yourself to death? Since that day to this, friends of Jalloh and anti-racist organizers have been trying to build a movement against racist violence, often perpetrated by the state, especially against African refugees like Uri Jalloh.
Wir werden euch verklagen, egal wie lange das dauert, wenn wir es nicht schaffen, werden wir dafür sorgen, dass die Generation, die nach uns kommt, euch alle als Verbrecher vor ein afrikanisches Gericht stellen wird. Von dem Tod von Uri Jalloh, von dem Tod von Maria Mandela, von dem Tod von Friedrich Hundert, von dem Tod von Dominic Kumadio, von Usman Seh, von Mohammed Sila und unzählige.
Remember Uri Jalloh. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
7. Januar 2016, der 11. Todestag von Uri Jalloh, kommt zur Gedenkdemonstration in Dessau ab Hauptbahnhof um 14 Uhr. Mehr Informationen über www.initiativeurijalloh.wordpress.com.
Festa, la festa, io vengo in danze, risolterò la festa. Uit de bundel kersvers. Blinde godinnen. Eva, Johanna, Alma, Minette, Karin, Uni, Laura, Patricia, Hella, Alison, Aline, Linda, Nico, Lisa, Simone, Dorothea, Els, Martin, Lorelei, Anne, Natalia, Sara, Clara, Katrijn, Rani, Celeste, Isabel, Leonie, Elodie, Hils, Jo, Sofia, Mirella, Mira, Miranda, Vera. De een komt, de ander gaat. De ware bloed en blaad dat het horen en zien vergaat. Hij merkt het te laat.
Oh, Yeah, thank you for listening still to Radio Tonka. So to Festival Special. Yeah, thank you for that applause. You got double stereo applause here from the recording and from the live room here, which is, of course, really, really, really cool. So thank you, people in the past from last year, for applauding for us now. I like that you have been so with so much foresight that you could have noticed already that this was going to be an amazing performance by Shoko Muna coming up next. Is ready any minute. And let's go.
Echo Box Amsterdam.
Are you honest?
Yes, I am, very.
I think you're trying to shock people.
I don't give a shit what you think. I know what I think, and that's all that counts to me.
But funk is really nothing new, I think.
Then you think wrong.
What's new about funk?
I don't know, but you still think wrong. Why do you ask me all these silly questions? Do you really expect me to answer them?
Over the last 12 months, punk rock has become almost a battle cry in British society. For many people, it's a bigger threat to our way of life than Russian communism or hyperinflation, and it certainly generates more popular excitement than either of those.
My personal view on punk rock is that it's nauseating, disgusting, degrading, ghastly, sleazy, prurient, voyeuristic, and generally nauseating. The worst of punk rock groups, I suppose, currently are the Sex Pistols.
The Johnny Rotten Show. The punk and his music.
This is it. Born for a purpose. Dr. Alimentado. Right now, this record, just after I got my brains kicked out, I went home and I played it. And like, there's a verse in it where it's like, if you have no reason for living, don't determine my life. Because the same thing happened to him. He got run over because he was a dread.
everyone. This is Blueprints for a Blackout number 11. Today's on Echobox Radio. Today's theme is the connection between reggae and punk. And I've got Lorenzo from Radical Hi-Fi here to help me out and give me consultants.
Yes, the reggae consultant, yes. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a really interesting theme also. There's some incredible, there's a lot of stuff I've never heard before that Lorenzo's chosen as well. But first I'm going to play a track by Linton Kwesi Johnson called Five Nights of Bleeding.
Madness, madness, madness tight on the heads of the rebels. The bitterness erupts like a hot blast. Broke glass, ritual of blood on the burning. Heard by a cruel and fighting. Five nights of horror and of bleeding. Broke glass, old blades as sharp as the highs of hate and the stabbings. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number one was in Brixton. Soprano B sound system was a beating out a rhythm with a fire. Coming down his reggae, reggae wire. It was a sound shaking down your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start of hiding. The youth them just burn high. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number two down at Shepherd's. Right up Railton Road. It was a night named Friday when everyone was high on brew or drew. A pound or two worth of Cali. Sound coming down Never King's music iron. The rhythm just bubbling and backfiring. Raging and rising. When suddenly the music cut. Steel blade drinking blood in darkness. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number three, over the river, right outside the rainbow. Inside, James Brown was screaming soul. Outside, the rebels were freezing cold. Babylonian tyrants descended, pounced on the brothers who were bold. So with the flick of the wrist, a jab and a stab, the song of blades was sounded. The pile of oppression was vomited, and two policemen wounded. Righteous, righteous war. Night number four at a blues dance, two rooms packed and the pressure pushing up, hot, hot heads, ritual of blood in a blues dance, broke glass, splintering fire, axes, blades, brain blast, rebellion rushing down the wrong road, storm blowing down the wrong tree. Leroy Blees near death on the fourth night. In a blues dance, on a black rebellious night. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number five at the telegraph. Vengeance walk through the doors. So slow, so smooth, and so tight and ripe and smash. Broke glass, a bottle finds a head and the shell of the fire hurt cracks. The victim feels fear, finds hands, holds knife, finds throat. Oh, the stabbings and the bleeding and the blood. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war.
Steel Virgin.
Steel Jamon, can I straight?
Love man, all African states must be free from all imperialism and colonialism.
Yes, sir.
Angola, Mozambique, Rhodesia, and South Africa, which is now overrun by colonialism.
All oppressors.
All oppressors must be run out and stamped out now.
Yes, I am.
For the time has now come, it shall be agreed. Bam, bam, bam. It shall be a bam, bam, bam. When the black man come for his land, it shall be a bam, bam, bam. When the black man come for his land, so run, oppressor, run. Run out of black man land. Run, oppressor,
stuff, huh?
That's great. I expected a drum kit, but there was no drum kit there.
No, it's only this it's called the Nyabingi drumming. So it's a ceremonial type drumming of the Rastas, which was banned during colonial times, and it's really a sound of struggle, and it comes straight from Africa, as you can listen to the type of drumming and also the drums themselves. So it's an ensemble of several tribes, times having different roles, and this was really the base also of roots music, because you often hear it in the background. So you were saying now that there was no drums, because in roots there's normally a regular drummer plus this, and this is more is in its pure form.
Yeah, so it's more like the traditional folk style of it. So who's this Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus? Who were they?
Well, they were a performing group and very important and also recording, and so they did different stuff. This is really at his most stripped down type sound, really, the Nyabingi. He also, Ras Michael also has other tunes that has, you know, guitars and drums and things like that on top. Always, there's always a Nyabingi element to it, though.
Okay, shall we hear Armageddon Time?
Yes, this is an important song as well. It also, you know, when we have this punk connection. So I think punks and Rastas had something in common, many things in common, but they were anti-system, rebellious, and basically kind of pissed off for different but analog, you know, there's an analogy in their reasons as well. So, let's play Armageddon time. Willie Williams on the Studio One label.
A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. A lot of people going to suffer tonight. Cause the battle is getting hotter in this iration. It's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. So a lot of people going to have to stand up and fight. But remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in this iration. It's Armageddon. Yeah. A lot of people will be running and hiding tonight. Said a lot of one going run and hide tonight. Cause it's your action, you must get your fraction in this iration. It's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. Said a lot of one won't get no justice tonight. I say, but remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in Armageddon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. That's where I'm bound.
So that was Freddie MacGregor. I'm an Arasta, a.k.a. Revolutionist. This was also on the Studio One label. Interesting lyrics. Also, you know, talking about not being a capitalist, being a revolutionist, being, you know, independent, in a way against Babylon system. That's how they call it in Jamaica, or at least the Rasta did that. Before that, that was, as we said, was Armageddon Time, which was, by the way, one of the first reggae covers done by a punk band.
Yeah.
And The Clash covered it, and it was featured on the B-side of their London Calling single. So it was quite an important release. You know, opinions vary whether they did it justice or not. Yeah. But it did bring reggae to a different audience, you know, to people that wouldn't necessarily go for that. And it personally, it helped me understand, or I mean, it really introduced me to reggae as well, because as a teenager, I was very much into like the UK punk, first wave of UK punk. So, I knew Bob Marley, but this more like deeper stuff, you know, somehow I got to know it through The Clash, through The Pistols, through all those that period, yeah.
And you said that was the first, what about Police and Thieves? When did they do that as well? Before or after?
Yeah, they did that on their first LP, Clash. Police and Thieves was a huge hit. I think it went to number one or number two in the UK charts. I mean, it was on Top of the Pops. So it was quite a,
But you mean the original?
Junior the original, Mervyn. Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
That we're going to wait for that one later.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play a Dennis Brown song. It's called What About the Half? And it's a Phil Pratt production on a Sunshot label. So let's run it.
Dennis Brown has got a great voice.
Never been told. Look how long it's been kept a big secret. Look how long it's been hidden away. The half that's never been told. What is hidden from the wise and prudent shall reveal to babe and suckling. The half that's never been told.
What about the hat?
Them a walk, them a shoot, them a do. Babylon, them a brew. Them a walk, them a loot, them a shoot. But we know evil by the room. Easy, brethren, easy. Not take it so rough, yeah. Easy, brethren, easy. Babylon too tough. Them a walk, them a loot, them a shoot. Babylon, them a brew. Them a walk, them a loot, them a shoot. But we know evil by the rule. Easy, not easy. Not take it so rough. Easy, not easy. Babylon too tough. Yeah, Babylon too tough.
Socialism we are dealing with. All right. Ah, yeah. Master my master. Whoa, yeah. Aye. A trial. Take a look down in the ghettos, I would say. Everything getting bad, it's gonna make me feel so sad. And on my face, I could never be glad, as I would say. And give by everyone a little bit. And give by everyone a little bit. Now to share the wealth and share it good until you say. Every mouth must be fed. Every head of it lying down in a bed. Every mouth of it fed. Alright, every lovely line down in a bed. A man he dreader than dread. Aye, say he dreader than dread. Ah,
Kind of total reaction, yeah, from the rival faction, as I would say. Pure war, victimization, black man with no standing ovation, yeah. Man, it's a little bit, all right. All right, sir.
So that was Every Mouth Must Be Fed by Iroy, and before that was Babylon Too Rough by Gregory Isaacs. I mean, that would have been the music that, like when the Roxy first opened and when all the punk clubs started in London, that would be the stuff that they'd be listening to.
Yes, these definitely were their favorite artists. But it's, you know, it's a bizarre story because, you know, instinctively you wouldn't associate punk with the sound of reggae, which is, you know, quite a different sound. But, you know, they had this rebellious, angry attitude in common. Plus, there was a practical reason. In the beginning of, you know, UK punk rock in the 76, 77, there was hardly any recorded music of that. So they would have punk shows in this place called the Roxy, which was nearby Covent Garden. Covent Garden used to be a very seedy place at the time. It was not the fancy, you know, one brand store situation it is now. Far from it. And this was, the Roxy was an old gay club, which was not successful, got taken over by punks. They started programming shows. And, you know, before, in between, and after shows, they had to DJ, and there was no records. And Don Letts, which was one of the punk inner circle people, and he was Jamaican Jamaican origin. He had good knowledge of record of reggae and had his records, so he would DJ, and he would DJ, you know, those two, three punk records that were around, and the rest would be reggae. And punks got, I guess, force-fed it. And they started loving it. They started really understanding the lyrics. So it's also this show that we're playing. Listen to the lyrics, because this is what it's mostly about. I mean, the sound is one thing, but the lyrics, that's what really turned the punks on, you know?
Yeah.
So next tune. This is a very important tune. Also one that's been covered by The Clash, by the way. It's called Police and Thieves. Check this out.
Oh,